Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
I think there are two different mindsets, you know, and you think about the big ideas. When you think about playing to win, are you all in, right? Are you giving everything that you have to achieve, whether it's a goal? It doesn't even have to be a huge goal or accomplishment, but are you in? Are you present? Are you engaged? Are you doing what it takes? Or are you playing not to lose? And that means, are you holding back? Are you choosing fear over growth? Because playing to win means you got to be vulnerable, maybe take some risk, put yourself out there, and that can be scary for people. And so, yeah, the idea of playing to win over playing not to lose is really comes down to choosing growth over fear in your life.
Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to another edition of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast. It's the series designed to provide the tips and tools that will help you cut through the chaos and create the clarity to transform your business and life as a leader. After all, you lead your business, and it shouldn't be leading you. Today, I have the great opportunity to talk with Amy Smith. And Amy Smith, for most of you, know by now that I am a Business Made Simple certified coach. And Amy Smith is actually the director of all of the Business Made Simple coaches. And she has been a coach for a lot of years herself and always has some great wisdom to impart. And today we're going to get into the idea around, are you playing to win or are you playing not to lose in life, and what the difference around that is. And we'll get right into it with my chat with Amy Smith. Hey, Amy, it's so great to have you here today on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast. Welcome.
Thank you, Pete. This is so fun. I'm so excited to be able to join you today. So
yeah, I mean, it's great to have another person that's involved with the Business Made Simple. And most of the people listening to this podcast now know that I'm a Business Made Simple certified coach. And Amy is the director of certified coaching at Business Made Simple. So it's really great to have her here today as part of the podcast, and really excited to kind of go through some stuff that's not just about the Business Made Simple book and all the stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about other things too. And the big question is, are you playing to win or are you playing not to lose in life? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think there are two different mindsets, you know, and you think about the big ideas. When you think about playing to win, are you all in, right? Are you giving everything that you have to achieve, whether it's a goal? It doesn't even have to be a huge goal or accomplishment, but are you in? Are you present? Are you engaged? Are you doing what it takes? Or are you playing not to lose? And that means, are you holding back? Are you choosing fear over growth? Because playing to win means you got to be vulnerable, maybe take some risk, put yourself out there, and that can be scary for people. And so, yeah, the idea of playing to win over playing not to lose is really comes down to choosing growth over fear in your life.
Yeah, I like that. I like those two words, and I think they're very powerful words, right? Are we looking for growth or is fear guiding us through that sort of stuff? And it's a choice.
Absolutely. And I think oftentimes, you know, we've got limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. Or we've got things that are just holding us back. And we tell ourselves these stories, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just going to play it safe, or I just need to do this thing. Or if I take this chance, or I put myself out there, I might lose. And that's scary to people. So yeah, I think, and especially in today's world, you know, after we all kind of got through last year, and we're still navigating through this uncertain times as well. Exactly. We have a tendency to want to play it safe. We want to just be like, let's get to the next thing. And there's a risk, right? I think whenever you make those decisions, you are giving something up, right? Yeah. And, you know, I think I mentioned to you this, if I can, it's, I call it the change formula. What that is, it's really thinking about, you know, what is the cost to make the change, right? And until, you know, if I'm willing to stay the same, I'm only willing to change when the cost is too great to stay the same.
I wrote an article a while back, and it was called The Cost of Inaction. Similar in nature, for sure. What is the cost of inaction? What's the cost of staying the same? You know, Jack Welch, I remember a quote that he sort of said, and it's like, control your own destiny or someone else will, right? So if you're just going to stay the same, someone else is going to come in there. And that's the fear side, right? What are we doing to control our own destiny? And tell us a little bit about redefining winning and losing.
We all have, you know, we have a choice, right? In life and work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's having this courage and the willingness, right, to be vulnerable and to play to win. But redefining winning and losing really becomes kind of resetting your expectations. So many of us grow up and we're sort of like we've developed these beliefs and these ideas of winning and losing. And it becomes really have and have not, right? Mm-hmm. It becomes an either or. And I think, you know, if you actually can kind of reframe that and start to think differently, and instead of either or, it becomes an and.
Right.
Right. It doesn't have to be, I can only have these two things. It's not a binary choice. Winning can be like, I can have these two things, right? They can coexist.
Yep.
But I think also when you're redefining winning, it's also thinking about winning is no longer about that either or, but also if you rethink about winning is more about what am I going to get out of this, right? So even if it's kind of looking for the win is, did I learn something from this? Did I stretch myself? You know, what other positive results came out of this thing? Just because I may not have achieved the goal or closed the deal or whatever that accomplishment is, what did I get out of it? And if you can walk away and say, I'm better, I've learned, I've changed, that can be winning.
Exactly. You're taking the winnings from the loss.
Yes.
In a way, right? And you're reframing that to say, losings are learnings as opposed to losing.
Absolutely. And it becomes really liberating, I find, because it's like, you don't have that pressure anymore. It's not like, I've got to do this one thing. It actually creates this sort of, this abundance mindset, right? It sort of gets rid of that scarcity mindset. And it's like, all right, I can learn. And now I kind of know what I need to do differently next time. So that's what I think about when you have to redefine winning versus losing. It's like, let's kind of not be thinking in binary terms or in that scarcity mindset, but also thinking about what is possible.
I mean, I think that's the next step, right? Redefining success. What does success look like? And what do you want out of the whole thing?
You know, it's really interesting. As I was kind of like researching this and I read different articles and really think about this, it's really fascinating that there is no direct correlation between success and the feelings of joy, happiness, and emotional security.
Right? Isn't that interesting, right?
Yeah.
That's super interesting because most people would think that there would be, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I can personally tell you, I know there was a point in my career, I was still working in the corporate world. I had gotten to a certain like level within the organization. That was really excited about, and I was making, you know, a salary I was excited about. I felt like I checked off all of these boxes. I got to the top of the mountain that I sort of set out for myself. And yet I still had all of this, I didn't feel fulfilled. I felt like I was missing something. And I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to be happy right now. And it really came at a great point in my life. And I made a big pivot and a shift. And I'm like, wait a second, what's really important to me? What's really going to make me feel fulfilled? Fulfillment is really, if you start thinking about success, is really about fulfillment and feeling sort of complete. That is way more rewarding, right? When you kind of walk away from maybe it's some material things or maybe it's things, other people's expectations, when you really start to kind of focus inwardly. And that, I feel like if you can redefine success in that way, it's liberating and incredibly rewarding.
I couldn't agree more. And I mean, from a corporate perspective or from a business perspective on the entrepreneurship side of things, right? So many people get into their businesses and years later, they're saying like, this isn't what I was expecting or this isn't what I wanted out of it. But ultimately, it's up to us as the leaders and owners of the business to craft the business to deliver what it is we want. But until we actually know what we want, define that success, mm-hmm. it's pretty hard to craft a business that's going to allow us to do that.
Yeah. And think about too, so often, so many entrepreneurs, you know, you get into business and you start doing this thing because it was a labor of love or a passion, right? You're like, you wanted to do this thing. You wanted to either build this product, offer this service. And then the business starts to grow and take off. And then you're like, wait a second, am I equipped and prepared to do this thing? And all of a sudden you have to do all these other things to grow the business, sure. to manage yeah. the business or to navigate through things. And you're no longer getting to do that one thing that you started and you were passionate about. You know, I know entrepreneurs, that's tricky to kind of manage that balance. And, you know, I think people sometimes, you know, you wake up in the morning, you're like, wait, how did I get here? Right? How did I get so far away? This is work. It's the discipline. You know, you don't just say it, the words out loud and it's like going to be so. I think it's a practice. It's a mindset. And it sounds, I mean, I think you know this, right? I think
for sure.
Yeah. Just in conversations we've had, you know, you have to be very intentional and deliberate.
It's the biggest piece of what I coach to when I'm coaching my clients is that we need to fully understand what you want out of this business so that we can then craft the business to deliver that. I often will say transforming your worries and wants into wins. So what are those worries? What are those wants? And how are we going to craft this through frameworks and systems that are going to allow us to deliver that for you and for the rest of your team? So we look at that from the beginning, from the entrepreneur's perspective, the business owner. And then we mm-hmm. also look at it from the business. What's the business going to deliver? They're two separate things, really, but they have to be unified in order for the ultimate goal of the entrepreneur to succeed, or else they're going to feel trapped.
Absolutely. And yeah. Pete, I have to tell you, I think you do such a brilliant job how you can kind of take that. Because what I'm talking about, it's a little bit on the softer, right? It's a little on those softer skills, but you do this amazing job of making it really easy to understand, but also showing how it shows, like make it tangible, right? Like this is what it looks like in your work, in your business, in your life. You know, we can talk about these ideas of like, do what you love and redefine success, but it has to have a practical application. So I think you do a really great job of showing people how to do that as well.
Oh, well, thank you, Amy. I appreciate that. I really do. If anybody wants to get a hold of you, Amy, and learn maybe more about Business Made Simple Coaching or anything that we've talked about today, just let them know how they can get a hold of you.
Totally. Thank you. Yeah. If, you know, I'll tell you guys, and I know it sounds like you're already familiar with Business Made Simple, but you know, really what we help people do is so many small businesses and entrepreneurs, they don't really know like how to figure out what might be wrong with their business or how it's struggling or how to scale it. And so we help people fix that. In fact, our coaches like Pete are the ones, those experts that will come in, they'll help you figure out what's wrong with your business and then how to fix it. So if you guys have questions, you want to reach out, you can find me at amy@businessmadesimple.com.
Awesome. And I will include affiliate link basically down below here too. And that will allow anybody to take our 60-day course, which aligns really well with the Business Made Simple course and book. So from that perspective, we will add that in and I'll put it in the show notes as well afterwards.
Amazing. Thank you so much. This was so fun to have this chat. And again, thank you.
Thank you, Amy. And looking forward to doing it again down the road.
Awesome. Same.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my conversation today with Amy. You know, thanks for spending some time with us here today. And think about how you can apply all of the things we talked about, redefining winning and losing and redefining success and the idea around the cost of change. Or you can actually slide over to LinkedIn or Medium and take a look at the article that I mentioned there too, The Cost of Inaction, which is one that I wrote a while back. But I think it really aligns here with today's conversation too. You know, lots of different things on how you can put all of this into action. Think about even how you can win from losing, controlling your destiny, choosing growth over fear and working in life. So I think discuss some great stuff here today with Amy. So remember, clarity creates confidence and confidence ignites momentum. And getting that clarity around this, what you want out of your life, what you want out of your business, and how your business can help you deliver that is so important. So as I had mentioned in the podcast, I will include in the show notes my link to Business Made Simple. And that's just a wonderful little package of 60 daily emails that will come to you, one a day. And they're about 5-6 minutes each, essentially. And they go through all of the different chapters in the Business Made Simple book. And Donald Miller, who wrote the book and who actually is the host of Daily Videos, will take you through that and dig a little deeper. And it's free. That's the best thing. Absolutely free to you. So all you have to do is go to the show notes, take a peek at that, and then click the link, sign up, and away we go. No cost to you at all. So if you like the podcast, please share it with your friends, invite them to listen, and most of all, subscribe so you can hear future episodes. And for more information on my coaching and leadership programs, like we talked about today, you can visit my website at more.coach. That's MOHR.COACH, more.coach. Or you can email me directly at pete@more.coach. And until next time, make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at ironicmedia.com.